This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The retail chain Family Dollar said today it's going to close more than 300 stores. Shrinking sales and falling profits are the proximate causes. Now, there is a line of thinking that says if a discount store like Family Dollar is reporting bad news like this, maybe that's good news for the broader economy. Chrissy Clark from the Wealth and Poverty Desk explains why and why there is more to the story than just that.
There's this chart that a Family Dollar executive showed during a presentation recently at a retail conference. It had a timeline of all these bad moments in the American economy, highlighted in blue. The decline in the manufacturing industry in the late 80s, the recession that came after 9/11, the subprime mortgage crisis. And yet, weirdly, this chart was labeled History of Success.
Family Dollar has a proven business model with a long track record of success.
Mary Winston is the CFO of Family Dollar. She was presenting this timeline. And the point she was making was that right on the heels of all these economic shocks, as many other retailers floundered, Family Dollar's earnings boomed.
We've weathered many difficult economic times.
I mean, that's how it works for these dollar stores.
Anthony Chikumba is senior research analyst with BB&T Capital Markets, which has investments across the discount chain industry.
In tough economic times, higher income consumers who don't typically shop at dollar stores start shopping at Family Dollar. Basically, there's a trade-down impact.
But now, those customers who traded down to shop at dollar stores are beginning to trade back up to higher-end stores as the economy starts to recover, Chikumba says. And on top of the higher-income folks who've left Family Dollar.
Family Dollar's target low-income consumer is just tapped out at this point.
Chikumba says the recovering stock market, the recovering housing market, those things don't have as much effect on low-income consumers. What does have an effect are recent cuts to things like food stamps and unemployment benefits, meaning those low-income families,
their economic prospects continue to be fairly dim.
Still, some discount stores like Dollar General and Dollar Tree are doing better than Family Dollar right now. Their prices are usually about 5% lower. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.